This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. America's top diplomat insisted Friday a strong Ukraine is a must for talks with Russia, hoping to preempt pressure for a quick ceasefire he warned would bring fake peace.
Precisely because we have no illusions about Putin's aspirations, we believe the prerequisite for meaningful diplomacy and real peace is a stronger Ukraine, capable of deterring and defending against any future aggression.
In a speech in Finland, which after Russia's invasion of Ukraine shed its historic neutrality and joined NATO, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the war launched by President Vladimir Putin was a case study in failure. China's Ukraine envoy has appealed to other governments to stop sending weapons to the battlefield and hold peace talks, AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
The envoy, Li Hui, gave no indication, however, that his trip to the region made any progress towards a settlement. His appeal came as Washington and its European allies are ramping up supplies of missiles, tanks, and other weapons to Ukrainian forces that are trying to take back Russian-occupied territory. In a briefing with reporters, Li also noted that challenges remained for peace talks to take hold. Chinese leader Xi Jinping's government says it's neutral and wants to serve as a mediator, but has supported Moscow politically. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two passenger trains have derailed in India, killing at least 50 people and trapping hundreds of others inside more than a dozen damaged coaches. Authorities say about 400 people were injured and taken to hospitals after Friday's accident, which happened about 1,600 kilometers northwest of New Delhi. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate on Thursday passed bipartisan legislation backed by President Joe Biden to lift the government's debt ceiling and avert what have been a first-ever default. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
After steering the legislation through, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blamed his Republican colleagues for pushing the country to the brink of a historic debt default.
Default was the giant sword hanging over America's head. But because of the good work of President Biden, as well as Democrats in the House and Democrats in the Senate, we are not defaulting.
With this piece of legislation, the statutory limits on federal borrowing will be suspended until January the 1st, 2025. Unlike most other developed countries, the United States limits the amount of debt the government can borrow, regardless of any spending allocated by the legislature.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tu. Senegal's government says at least 9 people have been killed in violent clashes between police and supporters of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. The deaths occurred mainly in the capital Dakar and in the southern area where Sonko is mayor. Some social media sites used by demonstrators to incite violence have been suspended. Sonko was convicted Thursday of corrupting youth but acquitted on charges of raping a woman who worked at a massage parlor and making death threats against her. American customers are being warned about the vulnerabilities of payment apps, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says people who use payment apps such as Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App should not store their money in those places for the long term because those funds may not be covered by deposit insurance. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insures bank accounts up to $250,000, but money stored in cash apps is not being held in a traditional bank account, so those funds may not be protected. I'm Donna Warder.
The United Nations has warned that far too little aid is reaching cyclone-hit areas of Myanmar, and the country could face a major food crisis soon if farmers are unable to plant crops. Cyclone Mocha struck the western state of Rakhine and nearby regions last month, killing hundreds of people and damaging thousands of dwellings. A UN representative in Yangon said Friday an estimated 700,000 homes had been damaged, and rain combined with storm surges had wreaked havoc on the agricultural and fisheries sector. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.